Thank you.
thing that involves we must have showers. And we are abundantly aware this Thanksgiving weekend that sometimes showers are showers of tears, or as the seasons change to fall, we sometimes are reminded of the losses of our lives. So we lift our hearts this morning for all those amongst us who grieve. Who grieve losses new and old. Who tend the soil of their lives with tears. And then this Thanksgiving weekend, we are aware that sometimes those showers, those tears, are tears of joy, tears of gratitude, tears of blessing. We've noticed, oh God, that sometimes it is easier for us to complain than to say thank you. Easier for us to look for what is wrong or missing, and harder for us to simply say, it is enough. And so the prayer of our hearts this morning is that we might be ever more attuned to those things in our lives, great and small, that are indeed blessings, cause for gratitude. So for that gratitude, for this time to reflect on our lives, to lift our hearts in thanksgiving. So maybe. Amen. So this is the homily I wrote for you all today, entitled Grateful Hearts. Less obviously available that we notice its absence. caring about your life, right? You heard that first line? On clear days, rise, look around you. It is a say, and you'll see beautiful trees, the ocean, the mountains, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can see from far and near, although you never see before. I wrote that book on a clear day. You see the world in a whole new place. You see yourself in a part of it. You understand gratitude. That's why I'm enthusiastic. That there is a peace and a place somewhere over the rainbow, and that somewhere might not be that far away. A sense that we can have gratitude for what is. A gratitude for simple things. Not a you should feel blessed and grateful. That never works. That's the myth of you. You should feel grateful. And you're like, that's great, but I don't feel grateful. You yelled at me and tell me. So it's not about should, but rather it's about, is there anything that I can look around at in my life, in my being, in my world, that I can feel even a smidge of gratitude? Even on a bad day. That's the real test, right? Even on a bad day, can you find something? Is there something that you can build on, even in moments of challenge? It occurred to me this week that perhaps this is why we need Thanksgiving. We human beings aren't so good at gratitude. We need an annual reminder to give some thanks. It says that whoever decided we needed Thanksgiving decided we needed a moment, a pause button, to look for the places of gratitude in our lives. We needed a time to rise on that clear day and see who we are, see how our lives are right now. So let's take a moment of silence, since this is maybe the only pause button we even think of, to reflect silently on what you are grateful for right here, right now, in this moment in your life. That frequently on Thanksgiving weekend, I think